Unit 10, page 50. Listen to the radio program.
Welcome to today's program, Docs, where we will hear about the amazing documentary film about the heroic passengers of Flight 93 that crashed on September 11, 2001. With us today is our documentary film reviewer, Dan Brewer. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. This documentary is one of the best that I've seen this year. It tells the story of the hijacking of Flight 93 by terrorists on September the 11th, 2001, and explains why more lives weren't lost in this attack. This was the only flight on that day that didn't crash into a strategic target as planned by the terrorists. Because of the way the passengers on the flight fought back and didn't go quietly to their deaths. The film, The Flight That Fought Back, tells this unprecedented story of human courage and determination.
In case our listeners don't have the details of the attack, can you tell us the story?
Sure. On September 11th, Flight 93 took off a bit late, at 8:42 in the morning from New Jersey. 4 minutes later, another flight, American Airlines Flight 11, crashed into the North Tower of the World Trade Center. And at 9:03, United Airlines Flight 175 crashed into the South Tower. The world watched as the two towers were destroyed by the crashes.
I think everyone is familiar with those pictures.
Yes, I don't doubt it. They are the most famous photographs of the century. At 9:23, one of the terrorists announced to the passengers on Flight 93 that there was a bomb on board. Within 5 minutes, the terrorists had taken over the aircraft. One of the passengers, Thomas Burnett, called home to tell his wife that the plane had been hijacked, and she told him about the attacks on the World Trade Center. Shortly afterwards, they also knew that a plane had crashed into the Pentagon in Washington, D.C.
Yes. Everyone on the ground knew about the terrorist attacks by then. The passengers must have been terrified.
No doubt, but they didn't just sit by and wait to die. They understood that the terrorists were going to use the plane to attack a strategic target, and they decided to fight back.
They knew that three planes had already been crashed into strategic targets, so they had to act quickly.
Yes. At 9:45, Thomas Burnett called his wife again to tell her that he and the other passengers had a plan. By this time, everyone had been cleared out of the White House and the Capitol, since no one knew where Flight 93 was headed.
How are we in possession of all these details, Dan? Everyone on the flight was killed when it crashed.
True. To tell about the last minutes of Flight 93, the producers used recordings from the cockpit and recordings of phone calls made from the plane to relatives before the plane crashed. They also used eyewitness accounts of the crash itself. In addition, for the first time, the man who had trained the hijacker, Ziad Jarrah, was also interviewed for the program.
How is it possible that 40 strangers who had never even spoken a word to each other before could come up with a plan and stop the terrorists from crashing the plane into a strategic target? It's quite incredible.
Yes, it is. The film shows us how this was possible.
As we know, no one on the flight survived when the plane crashed into a field.
That's right. And although we will never know exactly what happened on the flight, this documentary film, produced by Phil Craig, paints a good picture of the most likely scenario. This program honors the 40 passengers who had a plan and implemented it together to stop the terrorists.
Thanks for telling us about the film, Dan, and for reminding us about the everyday heroes who live among us. Join us again next time.